The liberal media is bracing their audience for the possibility that Donald Trump may not get convicted in this kangaroo court criminal case, with the verdict expected any day now. And since I watch CNN so that you don't have to, I put together a couple clips of them expressing their doubts in the prosecution's case. But we shouldn't get our hopes up. There is a high likelihood that the jury will convict, no matter what the evidence shows, that he is innocent. But they even know there is a significant possibility that it will be a hung jury, with at least one of the jurors not buying into this scam.
I don't know that they have proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Donald, that even if you believe the prosecution's theory of the case, that Michael Cohen was doing this, and Alan Weisselberg was doing that, and McConaughey was doing this, and all these people were doing all this stuff. I don't know that they've proven that Donald Trump knew.
They have not.
Yeah.
They absolutely have not. And I think, you know, time and time again, people keep talking about what might be missing or what's not quite there. That is, in fact, reasonable doubt. When things are missing, when there are facts that you want to hear and you look to the prosecution and say, so where is that thing? That means, unfortunately, here, he should be acquitted. And I think that because...
Well, thank you for your honesty. I think it's probably the first time I've ever heard something like that on CNN in a decade. Let's check in with another one of their analysts and see what he thinks.
It's on the prosecution, right? They need to prove beyond reasonable doubt that that Donald Trump broke the law. And you think, after listening to all of this, you think they fell short. How?
They fell way short. There is reasonable doubt all over this case. Where is Keith Schiller? Where is Alan Weisselberg? How did Michael Cohen get away with stealing $30,000? Hold a pity party for him. Made $4 million on this. Thought he'd be chief of staff. He's a fixer. If the plumber comes to my house to fix my leak, I could be home. That doesn't mean I know how he's doing it and what it's taking to be fixed. It's simply about, did the former president know that books, his records, false entries for legal fees? Michael Cohen was his lawyer. Did he intend to cover up the election or to protect his family? It's everywhere.
Here's another one admitting the prosecution failed to make the case.
My problem with the prosecutor's case, the way they've put this on, is they needed to come in with a Hemingway-like presentation. Instead, they came in with a Tolstoy-like presentation, one that was too long, one that was unnecessarily complex, and frankly, one that may well have omitted the critical facts they need to prove that Donald Trump committed these felonies. I think that's one reason why the prosecutors this morning made this stunning prediction that it could take them 4.5 hours to present a closing argument, which should have been a major red flag to anyone listening, that if you need 4.5 hours to present your case, it's too long and too complicated for a jury.
So what did the Democrats do? They brought out a celebrity. Yesterday, Robert De Niro joined the Biden campaign for a press conference outside of the courtroom, along with Joe Biden's senior spokesman and two police officers who were also CNN contributors from
January 6th.
And here is the circus coming to town. And yes, that is Robert De Niro there, looking about as lost as old Joe, wearing a COVID mask. Okay, at the end of May, what is almost June, what is unofficially summer now that Memorial Day has passed, of 2024, when he is outside. And he repeated New York Governor Kathy Hochul's new term for us that she calls Trump supporters, because Robert De Niro is that unoriginal to come up with any insults on his own.
But this city is pretty accommodating. We make room for clowns.
Make room for clowns.
We have them all over the city. People who do crazy things in the street, we tolerate it. It's part of the city. It's part of the culture.
Celebrities get on TV and hold press conferences when they have no idea what they're talking about. It's part of the culture. And to be clear, he didn't just show up there on his own or, you know, happen to be walking by the street and make a statement. He was officially a Biden surrogate. That was a Biden campaign rally. He left his lifts at home, though, because that would have been a little bit too obvious for those who were there in person. He does wear them on his movie sets, though, because he's such a little man. He feels embarrassed about being so short standing next to other actors. And so he wears his 3-inch lifts during scenes. I'll spare you his rambling nonsense, but this is how delusional he is these days.
Under Trump, this kind of government will perish from the earth.
our democracy will perish from the earth.
I don't mean to scare you. No, wait, maybe I do mean to scare you. If Trump returns to the White House, you can kiss these freedoms goodbye that we all take for granted. And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done. If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave.
They were saying these same things about him back in 2020, that he was going to declare martial law and he was never going to leave the White House. But obviously he did. The one place he hasn't left is Robert De Niro's head, where he will live rent-free for eternity. His press conference didn't go very well, though, because he was being heckled by Trump supporters, and that got Grandpa very upset.
Democrats, you are gangsters. You are gangsters.
Actually, that reminds me, now it's probably a good time to release my new MAGA Mafia shirt, official member since 2016. I was going to hold off on this until after the verdict, hoping that it's a hung jury, and then they're going to accuse him of being a mob boss and escaping justice, but now is probably as good a time as ever. And of course, that is the Godfather font. Here is former police officer Michael Fanone, who worked as a CNN contributor after the mostly peaceful protest at the Capitol on January 6th, and another officer who was there that day, who ran for a congressional seat and failed, who were also guests of the Biden campaign at the rally outside of the courthouse.
Well, first of all, like, I'm incredibly grateful for, you know, Robert De Niro lending his celebrity and his voice to this cause. That being said, you know, I think that it's
absolutely ridiculous if you need a celebrity to headline a rally outside of a courthouse attempting to persuade the juries into how they should vote.
But the fact that they are holding a rally across the seat from this very witch hunt right across the street tells us exactly what we all knew all along, that it is a political persecution. It is a witch hunt. There is a reason one of the people sitting at that desk was the number three person in Joe Biden's DOJ. I know my father is not allowed to say Matthew Colangelo in his name, right? Because he's been gagged. The president of the United States is not allowed to exercise his First Amendment rights in New York City in this day and age.
Keep saying your prayers, guys, because there is a chance that Donald Trump may pull out of this. And again, I don't want to get your hopes up too high, but this from Newsweek magazine, why Donald Trump trial may end in a hung jury, because the case is so weak from the prosecution that the liberal media is having a hard time gaslighting their audience that it's some, you know, airtight case. And obviously he's guilty of these crimes, because when the average American who doesn't have Trump derangement syndrome, even if they're a Democrat, starts hearing about what this whole thing was about, nobody believes it. And aside from the new MAGA Mafia shirt, official member since 2016, which you should order from MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below, I also just released An Appeal to Heaven, which, if you heard about the Justice Alito flying the upside-down American flag at his house and upsetting the liberal lunatics, claiming that that was a symbol of the insurrection, which it's totally false because it's just a symbol, meaning America is under distress, because some of the people at the Capitol at the mostly peaceful protest on January 6th had upside down flags. They also had some of these flags as well. I won't get into the history of it. I have a whole video that I'll do about it later. If you heard about the case with Justice Alito then flying this flag outside of one of his other homes, like a vacation home, the liberal media completely lost their minds. So order an Appeal to Heaven shirt or your MAGA Mafia shirt. This one, it'll be a lot safer for you to wear out in public. Very few people are going to actually know what this means. And it has like a distressed, weathered look to it. So it kind of looks like it's an old, you know, seal from a national park or something. So head on over to MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.